Welcome to the Taking It Outside podcast from Spring Hill Outfitters, the show that connects you with the outdoors, with experts on guns, archery, cooking, outdoor gear, and more. Here's your host, Trent Lassiter.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another episode of Taking It Outside with Spring Hill Outfitters. It's a great week. Hunting season's here. It's cool outside. Fall is here. It's kind of cool. The temperatures are going down, which we like. It's a good time. We're excited here at Spring Hill Outfitters. We have lots of fun stuff going on and a fun episode for you guys and gals today. Before we get into that, as always, thanks for tuning in. Make sure you check us out on all major podcast platforms, including Amazon, Apple, Spotify, Google, all the above. YouTube, check us out on YouTube. If you want to see us in person, go to YouTube. You can watch videos. You can go to Facebook, and you can go to Instagram and see all kinds of good stuff that we put out with Spring Hill Outfitters. And as always, we usually thank Mr. Joel Gilley for Joel Gilley Productions for helping us out with all of our back-end editing and making everything sound good. But you're in for a treat today because Joel's here. Joe, this is the man himself. We talk about him every week, and you hear us talk about this Joe guy.
There's a hat with all the guests, and all of the other ones were out.
We had one name left.
And there was one name left.
And I was like, we got to do Joe, I guess, this week. So we brought in Joe. So I'm going to still thank Joe, even though he's here. Always thanks to Joe. Thank you, Joe.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Joe is joining us today. And I'm going to hang out and talk. We really don't have a script at all. We don't know what we're going to talk about.
No, and I don't have anything.
Yeah.
Which worries me a little bit.
It's okay.
It's all right. We're going to make it happen.
Got a few notes here, and we're going to go through, and we're going to have a fun episode talking to Joe. Joe is always, like I said, helps us out with all of our editing. He's an awesome. Everybody has skills. And I talked with this to Joe a few weeks ago, but everybody has their set of skills. Like my brother-in-law, Mike, is really good with cars, and I'm jealous. I don't have a clue about cars. I don't know about, I have a car, and people ask me what kind of engine is in it. I really don't even know.
It runs.
It's cool. The car looks cool.
Yeah.
And I went to the dealership, and I was like, this is a good-looking car. I'm gonna get this one. And I don't even know what kind of engine. I don't know. So that's not my thing. So everybody has their own skills. I hadn't quite figured out what mine are
yet in life. You've got skills. It takes all kinds of kinds.
Yeah. So Joel's, some of his... expert. He has several areas of expertise, but one of them is audio and video editing. And so he takes all of our stuff that we do with GoPros, and got a lot more fun stuff coming here soon for hunting videos and stuff for YouTube. But all the podcasts and videos and audio, and edits them and makes them sound as good as he can for what he has to work with. So thank you for being here.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me. This is the first time I've been on a podcast.
Look at that.
And so I'm happy that this is the first one.
This will probably be like a
it's the peak.
I mean, it's
crazy. Most people, they start out in the minor leagues and then they work their way up. But I went at the opposite
way. Started right to the World Series, Game 6.
Exactly.
Which we'll talk about more Good Braves in a little bit. But this is not probably what's going to. It's probably going to be the stepping stone to get you into your podcast. It's probably going to be like people are going to hear you, but you were on that Big Lot version brand podcast, but you did really good. And get away from those guys and come join our podcast. Man. You're really great. So before we get into all of our great content that we have no clue what it's going to be yet, tell us a little bit about yourself. What do you do? Where are you from? And all this kind of good stuff.
So I'm originally from Raleigh. I live in the big, it's Selma, but it's not.
It's a Selma address.
It's a Selma address. That's where the mail comes through, but it's micro, really.
It's all done through the post office, so I have a Selma address. The store has a Selma address, and Joe has a Selma address, but it's not Selma.
It's not Selma.
No. We're going to – so Eastern, that's why you'll notice a lot of Spring Hill Outfitters. The new material, we have logos and stuff coming out, now say Eastern North Carolina.
Yeah.
So we'll say you live in Eastern North
Carolina. There you go. I like it. I grew up in Raleigh. Went to high school up at Wakefield High School in Raleigh. Went to Appalachian State. And now work in communications and public relations in government, but I've always dabbled in the audio video stuff. So started out, I had a prior career in radio for about 11 years. Worked for WQDR in Raleigh, did that for a while, and got out. And I guess you could say got a big boy job. I don't know, a job that's that's a little bit more stable for a family. Don't have to move as much like you do in radio. I love it. I can't complain.
And we met, so, and you still do some work with QDR.
Yeah.
Weekend stuff. And So we kind of, I think I met Joe probably through QDR years ago.
Yeah,
doing some advertising and concerts and different promotions and things with QDR. So
I think the first time I was at Spring Hill, it was at the original store. Yeah. It was way back.
Yeah, when Miss Nikki was there probably.
Yeah,
forever ago. Yeah, so Joe worked with QDR full time, and now he still does some part time work on the weekends.
Yeah,
you may hear him on the radio Saturdays and Sundays.
Yeah, that's normally when I'm there. So,
but, so now he has a big boy job.
Yeah,
I still haven't got my big boy job yet, but he
don't do it; it's overrated.
He's got a big boy job working in public relations, PIO, and does a great job at that, of course, and still does some DJ. If you ever need a good DJ, that's his side. He has several side gigs, but that's one of your side jobs.
Joel, what's that? Joel There's a quote about that. It's that you do. You're not an expert at anything, but you're a. You know that quote I'm talking about?
I don't know. I feel like I struggle. One of my things, and I pray when I pray. When I pray, I always, you know, I'm a little bit good at a lot of stuff.
That's what I'm talking about.
I don't know if that's a quote or what, but that's Trent's philosophy. I'm a little bit, I know a little bit about a lot of things.
Yep.
You know, I do, I'm involved with the fire department, Ducks Unlimited, and work and different, a lot of stuff. I do a lot, but I do a little bit for a lot of people.
Yeah.
So I need to figure out if that's better. Or if it's better to do a lot for a few people.
I know. I'm the same. I mean,
I don't know what's better.
Started doing the DJ thing back when I was working in radio. So I think I started my company back in like 07. So, I mean, it's been a hot minute. And it was like a natural thing, a natural side hustle, if you will, like the DJ on the side. And had a blast. Still do that. And then as I got more into the video and stuff like that, because that's where it's all headed now, right? Like 2021, like it's all video.
Yeah.
And so started doing a lot more video. And so kind of branched out the company and started my own kind of creative company as well. And I mean, it's been a blessing. Like there's been so much, you know, it's funny how you get blessings in life, right? Like you're like, man, I would really like to expand this more. And then some other opportunity comes along. And so it's just been one thing after another. That's been a lot of fun. I've gotten to do a lot of fun stuff.
Well, and also we have, you know, my weekend job and all my free time is we also have the farm, a couple locations for the farm at 95 and the farm at 42, and we do weddings and concerts.
Best venue in Eastern North Carolina.
The only one.
The only one.
The only one in North Carolina. But Joe has done several events, weddings and Christmas parties and things there, and does a really good job. If you ever need a good DJ, and I will say, you know, no offense to Joe, for a wedding, live music is a must. Okay, so music of some kind. Yeah. Live bands are great. Live bands are, you know, good. The average wedding event has a DJ. They don't, you know, a live band, you have a lot more headache and finance and budget, and it's a whole different thing. But some kind of music, most of them go with a DJ, and Joe does really good. Good DJs, I used to think DJ's a DJ, you press play, and that's it. But we have had some events, and I won't call any specific dates or DJs or anything, but a good DJ. If you ever need a DJ for an event, let's say you're getting married for the first time or second time or third time and you want a good DJ, or you have a Christmas party or whatever, a good DJ is a must.
Yeah,
and,
it really
and
is.
And Joel's a good DJ. He does well. You got to keep the crowd involved and play the right music and not aggravate everybody.
Yeah.
Like some DJs can.
And you're not always going to please everybody, but.
Yeah.
The more you do it, the more you get used, you know, the more you find out what works and what doesn't work, you know.
Yeah, and every couple, it's just, we can talk about that in a whole different conversation.
But yeah.
So if you ever need a DJ, Joel Gilley Productions, I guess, is your DJ.
Yeah.
That's your business to everything. But yeah. Joel Gilley Productions, there's his commercial for
there it is.
His DJ.
We'd be business. Good for that too. So.
Yeah. He doesn't, they're actually sponsoring today's episode.
Yeah, so be sure.
So I don't know what that entails.
Make the money worth it.
He's going to make it up. But Joel's a great DJ, been a radio DJ, now works in PIO and helps us out. I called him when we first started his podcast, which is now on episode 19 or 20 or 21. I looked the other day. We put up last week's podcast, and I was like, we've been doing this for a while.
It's really cool, yeah.
And we still don't have a clue what we're doing.
But you know what? People are listening. So thank you.
There's millions of people.
Thank you for listening.
There's millions of people in the world that don't listen to this podcast. But we have some.
One day they will.
It's coming.
Yeah.
Like I said last week, you know, if we keep doing this, it'll at some point it'll take off.
It's got to.
Yeah.
It's got to.
If I can make it,
when you throw enough at a wall, it'll eventually stick.
Yeah, it's just if you cook spaghetti long enough. And I remember Mama cooking spaghetti. Throw spaghetti on the cabinet. At some point, it's going to stick.
Exactly.
That's kind of what we're doing. We're going to keep going.
Exactly.
It may be several years.
But it's, you know, it's kind of cool. So, you know, I'm on the editing side of things. So I listen to all the podcasts.
He's our number one listener.
I'm the number one listener.
I missed the episode yet.
But, you know, what's really cool about it, and so, you know, I've been, you're, of course, much more an outdoorsman than I am. So I love to fly fish, and I'm a gun owner, right?
Right.
But don't hunt.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I've come to you and asked you questions about hunting. Yeah. And so that's what I think is really cool about the podcast. And so that's why, you know, for people who are listening, they're like, yeah, I know all this stuff. Well, you know, share it with your friend who maybe hasn't hunted before and would like to know about all this stuff. You know?
We have a lot of listeners who may not even hunt at all right now.
Yeah.
They want to get into it. And that's one thing we'll talk about more towards the end. But we have some other episodes coming up in the future, which may include some Q&A kind of things.
Yeah. I love
people can log in or do through Facebook or whatever and log in and I say log in, sign on, whatever. Tune in.
Yeah.
Ask questions and we'll answer them. And we are not experts. One of us, not an expert at anything here at the store, but we have a lot of people who know what they're doing, and combine all of us together.
Yeah.
We can answer most of the questions you may have. So we're excited about that. You mentioned you like to fly fish. You also have guns.
Yeah.
Not an avid hunter, but you have some guns. I know you have.
Big skeet shooter. Love skeet shooting.
So. That's fun. Grow, I tell you, that's always, this time I was telling a buddy of mine earlier today, you know, Thanksgiving afternoon, we have a small family, which is nice for holidays because some people have all-day events to go to a full schedule, whereas we just have, like, go eat lunch with
you know,
daddy and my sister and the kids, and that's it. But so we always shoot skeet on Thanksgiving afternoon.
It's kind of
like a tradition, you know. So shoot skeets. This time of year, it's cooling down. Not so much today with the rain like it has been, but it's always a good time this time of year to go out and shoot skeet when you can find ammo.
Exactly.
It sucks, but
that's the tough part. That's how we are. We've got a family reunion I missed out on opening day of dove season because we've got a big family reunion that we do every Labor Day weekend. And it's, you know, most people dread family reunions, right? And I don't, man. It's, we four wheel, we fish, we skeet shoot. We usually have a little family skeet shooting tournament that we do. And I love it. There's nothing like it. But yeah, the ammo's getting tougher and tougher to find.
Yeah, and while we're on ammo, we talk about this, I feel like, every week. But it's still tough, you know. This week we have people asking for 20-gauge steel shot and 270 ammo and certain kinds of buckshot. And I know it's prime time hunting season and you're looking ammo, but it's tough. We're looking forward to.
Yeah. My favorite's when I come into the store and I'm like, do you have? And they just like, they laugh. That's, I'm like, yeah, okay.
We cool, ended up thanks. Putting a list at the front. We got so many calls every day. We ended up putting a list at the front for the young ladies in customer service who do a great job. But it pretty much says, this is a list of what we don't have.
Yeah.
This is a list of what we do have.
So, and the list that you do have is very short.
It's on a sticky note.
Yeah.
So if you call and like, hey, do y'all have looking at certain kinds of ammo, the girl's probably going to be like, well, we can answer it up here for you. And more than likely, we don't have it.
And no fault of Spring Hill.
We're trying. It's
absolutely no fault of Spring Hill.
Everybody's in the same boat.
It's everywhere.
I was going to mention this in your intro a while ago. We got sidetracked.
Yeah.
That's why I have notes here. But we talked about this last week, I think, a little bit, or 2 weeks ago. But I want to hear more about these Christmas lights.
Yeah, it's
Christmas. Okay, so November. So I swear every year, earlier and earlier, people put their tree up.
Yeah.
I'm going to sleep good tonight. If your tree's up right now, I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm not offended by it. You know, if you want to do it, mine's not up. I have a real tree and it's not here yet. So, but I mean, I don't care what you do. That's fine. But I feel like every year, earlier and earlier, people are decorating for Christmas. And so we're getting close to Christmas, Christmas season. And you have moved into a new home.
Yeah.
And you have this awesome light display, which I cannot wait to see in person. Right?
You know, it's funny, like, you know, when I was back, like, at home, I was always like into like just weird stuff, right? Like, so there was one thing that I always wanted to do that my parents were like, absolutely not. And that was, I wanted to make snow at home. So you can do that, just for anyone who cares. You can do that with it's just like when you go to the ski resort.
Yeah.
So all you need is a pressure washer and an air compressor, and you can make your own snow at home. And my parents are like, no, like, you're not going to sit out in the neighborhood running an air compressor and a pressure washer at 3 a.m. And I was like, okay, fine. And the second thing I always wanted is like, let's do dancing Christmas lights.
And they said no to me.
They said no. And so I bought my own house, and I said, okay.
I'll show y'all. I'm doing my own Christmas
show
lights.
Y'all. And, you know, I'm fortunate that I have a great fiance who is like 100% behind these ideas. Because, you know, that would also now be the second thing.
And
she could easily be like, no, you're not doing that.
Yeah.
But she was like, you know, I've always wanted that too. And I'm like, this is why it's perfect.
This is why I love you so much.
Cool. I'm going to go spend a good chunk of money.
A lot of money.
A good chunk of money on this. But yeah, so, you know, the lights are already up. We started putting them up back in September because it's the first year. And so, you know, wanted to make sure everything worked and was ready to go. So we kind of like ran a little trial during like Halloween. And so, yeah, it's like, it's all LED, all computer controlled. It's got the little radio station so that you can sit in your car and listen to it. And, I'm super stoked about it. The hardest part now is programming it. So you got to make all the, you got to make the lights do all everything to the music. And so now I've got everything up and I'm like, cool. I've got like just a few more weeks now till Thanksgiving and it's got to be ready to go.
So when are you going to, they're not on the nine, of course. So when is the official first Thanksgiving?
You know, it's funny. We were talking about that. I think we were talking about it with you and I was like, thanks, you know, Thanksgiving. And y'all were like, maybe the week before. And I was like, oh, that means I got to get some stuff done sooner. So I don't know. It'll be at least by Thanksgiving.
So you pull by and turn the radio station to a certain radio station.
Yeah.
Radio to a certain radio station.
Yeah.
And listen to the music and watch his lights. I'm not going to give out his home address.
We're going to have a Facebook page. So we'll have to talk about the Facebook page.
I might as well give out his home address.
Yeah, I haven't, like, I've got the Facebook page made, but there's nothing on it yet. So I don't want to, like, okay. I'm one of those, like, kind of like, have the big reveal, right? But yeah, I mean, it's off Batten Farm. I'll tell you that
it's
much.
It's close by here.
It's close by. It's off Batten Farm. You'll see the lights. And hopefully you don't see like the cars. And like, you know, I'm not trying to be that guy that's like, everyone's going to come to this, you know? But I'm like, I really hope everyone doesn't come to this because like, you know, so far the neighbors are like, hey, this is awesome.
They hadn't seen all the cars lined up.
They haven't seen the cars lined up yet. And I'm like, and again, I'm not trying to say that like, I'm going to have this great big turnout, but you know, some of these other shows around, there's one in Clayton and
people
line up.
Well, and the news like WRA on these news outlets list the homes. So maybe, you know, these major news outlets list this address of where you can go by and see Joel's Christmas lights and you're going to have them lined up.
So we'll see. I mean, I'm stoked. And I did just buy.
Boy. Oh, boy. Here we go.
Last night.
A screen.
Two fake snow machines.
I have one of those at the farm. You can borrow one. You have three.
I got two of those on the way.
Those things drink a lot of that fluid. That's expensive to run those.
Got
things,
a gallon of that, so I don't know how long it'll last. But
I buy about a quart, and they last like 45 minutes for a quart or something.
Great. Cool.
It's expensive.
So, yeah, we're going to add that. So, yeah, it's going to be fun, man. I love Christmas time. It's my favorite holiday, and so this is it's been something I've wanted to do, and it's coming together really nice.
Well, and unless he changes mind, we talked about this the other day about how you probably could charge. You know, and he mentioned that some people do donations to nonprofits, and he was gracious enough, unless he changed his mind,
it's the same.
To have a little sign, I guess, maybe on his Facebook page or whatever it may be, to accept donations. And he's agreed to give some of that, if not all of that, to the local fire department, which I'm involved with, micro fire department, which we're very appreciative of. So,
you know, growing up, we used to go to one up in Raleigh off like Falls of the News Road, and they used to collect money for lupus, which is like a disease. And I was like, that's always really cool. And a lot of guys do that. And I was like, what are we going to give our money to? And so I was like, you know, the local fire department's always looking for, you know, donations.
They always need money.
My taxes aren't – no, I'm kidding. But, you know, so we said, oh, you know, that'd be a great thing. So, yeah, we're going to have like a Venmo and a little message on there. We're like, if you want to leave something, you can. It's not going to me. I mean, we're going to run them whether you're there, whether you donate or not. But just some way to give back. I don't know.
That's awesome. And as we get closer to Thanksgiving, we'll talk more about that and share the Facebook page. Maybe on the podcast and share it on our Facebook. And if you're in the area in Eastern North Carolina, you can swing by and check out Joel's Christmas lights.
And when you get there and you're like, oh, this is like not all that cool. Just it's like it's hyped up right now. Like it's going to be cool.
It's going to and his plan is to add.
It's going
to
get bigger and better,
year.
Yeah.
So within 10 years,
it'll be great.
Meta, we talked about Meta, the other day, Meta Christmas lights.
Yeah, yeah, that's one of the big ones.
We got a train ride planned behind Joel's house, and we're going to do a train. And
you know what I found online this week was a 26-foot-tall inflatable Santa Claus, 26 feet, and it was only like $100. And I was like,
that's a big Santa Claus.
I asked Allie, I was like, can I buy it? And she was like, that's big. And I was like, yeah, but it'd be pretty cool. 26 feet. It's huge. I'm trying to figure out what kind of, you know, what kind of blower. It's got to have one of those like bounce house
generator. Yeah, that's the biggest thing with power. Yeah. The servers, you're going to get some, run some three-phase. Some three-phase. They're actually running power up and down that area around between Pineville and Princeton. They're going to run some extra power.
Yeah, exactly.
Down to that subdivision so you can get some extra power. But that's awesome. So I'm excited for the Christmas lights.
Yeah. I'm excited for it too. It'll be pretty cool. I think, you know, we talked about like going out on the weekends and sitting outside and handing out some candy canes and stuff. Just getting people in a festive spirit, man.
There you go. Well, you know, we did last year, the fire department, because of COVID. A lot of local fire departments did Santa Claus, and we had Santa on the fire truck and rode around, and we can work out something when I think we're doing it sometimes second or third Saturday this year in December, but ride Santa around our whole fire district and pass out candy canes.
Yeah. It's cool, man. Like, I don't know, it feels like, you know, the more you watch the news all the time, especially after like the past year, 2 years we've had now, it's like, man, you're just looking for anything you can to get in the spirit a little bit.
Yeah, I'm looking at my calendar because December, it was kind of a Spring Hill tradition, the Sunday before Christmas, which this year is December 19th, where it'll be open that Sunday from 1 to 6, and Santa's going to be here from 2 to 4.
That's right.
That Sunday after.
Always a big time.
Yeah, people bring your kids by and get pictures, and that's a big day for
you. Bringing the dog by to get a picture?
I don't know if Santa would like that or not.
Oh, okay.
Paige had a Braves bandana on. I need to get her a Christmas bandana.
Yeah, you need
for Christmas.
A friend of mine had her cat dressed up the other day for
Halloween.
Yeah, I was like, bro, my cat would not do that.
Yeah, Paige is not a big dress up person. We put the bandana, she put it on, and she forgot it was on, so she was okay. Then she realized it was on and started trying to tear it up.
Yeah.
So, if you're just tuning in, we are actually a hunting store, and we're talking about Christmas
guns,
lights and other stuff.
And Sitka.
We kill stuff, and we hunt. But Joel, he's like I said, we got all kinds of fun stuff to talk about. But while we're on hunting, hunting season is here, deer season's in, and I will notice I'm very fortunate where I live, which is close by the store. My deer hunting, one of my local deer hunting spots is my upstairs bedroom.
Yeah.
So I have a corn pile 30 yards from my house, and I always have deer out there all deer in the year, and actually have a few other turkeys and other stuff that go out there and eat corn. Put corn out yesterday afternoon, and every night there's three or four deer. Got home from work last night, went out there and looked to see what was out there on the fresh corn pile, and there was 11 deer total.
Wow.
The biggest buck I've seen all year. Two bucks, a small six and a nice size eight, were out there eating corn.
You're just running
right
upstairs.
Right beside the house, and I was like, I got to go up to my deer stand, the guest bedroom upstairs. And I didn't, of course, shoot anything last night. But it's getting that time of the year where deer are starting to walk. The temperatures are dropping, usually first week in November. Second week in November, it's kind of prime time deer season. So it's that time of the year. We're excited. Duck season in eastern North Carolina comes in back in this coming Saturday.
You'll be heading down to Hyde County pretty soon.
It's going to be – we'll have a lot of new YouTube videos, GoPro videos. We're taking some local troopers down in a couple of weeks, I think the second week of season – doing a little C6 trooper hunt down there at Hyde County. And so we'll hunt throughout November a few weeks, and then get back December and January and hunt it pretty hard. So.
That's awesome. And you also got to tell us about the hogs.
Since our last episode.
Yeah.
You know, we have this hog. We have a farm close by that has wild hogs on it. We killed a couple, and we thanks to Davis and Darren Trapping Service, built this homemade hog trap. And kind of got a little bit discouraged. It's been up for a couple of weeks, didn't have much. And this past week, I forgot, Thursday night, I guess it was, maybe. Whatever night,
Thursday.
It poured down rain.
Last Thursday.
Davis, we have cameras up on the trap. And we posted a picture on the store, Instagram, I think Facebook. So anyway, this trap, we caught, the door closed, and we had four hogs inside. So we all took off over there. It's pretty cool. My first time ever doing something like that. But we had Davis and Darren, and then my dad wanted to go. He didn't want to go. He wanted to wait until tomorrow when the rain stopped, but he went anyway. And we took spotlights and guns, and it was quite the experience, I'll put it that way. But we ended up killing all four hogs.
I think it's great that old dad still gets out middle of the night.
Yeah, he's like, son, we can, you know, we can do this tomorrow. 'Cause we got all the food. So we processed, we cleaned, Davis and Darren took care of the meat that night, and we took them to Flowers to get sausage and pork chops.
Yeah.
So the way it works, you kill them in the morning, you know, you kill the hogs and just take them straight there. If you kill them at night, you got to gut them and clean them and keep them cold all night. So a little bit more work. Dad was taking the easy route, and I don't blame him, but he wanted to do it in the morning, but Davis had to work, so we went ahead and did it that night. And had fun, killed four hogs, and got a lot of meat that should be ready any day now. The sausage is great.
I was about to say, you had some of the sausage,
had
right?
Had one last night. Yeah, the first one we killed, and the sausage was great. Better, just as good as anybody around here. So
that's great.
So, yeah, we killed four wild hogs. The trap is still set. We're going to do some work to it this weekend, I think, and hopefully catch some more.
That's awesome.
But we never had a farm that had wild hogs on it until this one.
And pretty popular in eastern North Carolina.
They are.
In pockets here and there.
Yeah.
I've never seen one.
Water. They like water. So the Neuse River, you know, from here, if you're from this area, right south of us, 10 or 15 miles, you know, a lot of wild hogs on the Neuse River. But never really many around here until now, I guess.
So. Yeah, and you don't think about it. You know, you think about, at least me, I think about hogs being like Texas out that way, you know, like helicopters.
There's
and
a
stuff.
Pile. Yeah, they do helicopter hunts.
Helicopter
in Texas
hunts, but I've never seen a wild hog around.
And they're a nuisance, man. People always talk to me. You get hogs on the farm, they tear up all the crops and they reproduce like freaking rabbits. They freaking.
Yeah.
Whatever. I don't know. I don't want to get into that kind of conversation right
there's
now.
There's a lot
they
of
reproduce
them.
A lot and they have babies every 2 weeks, I think, or something. I don't know.
Wow.
So we're trying to thin the hogs out and thought this trap may help us get a little bit more heads up on them and head start on them, and it did. We killed four. So it was
that's
pretty
great.
Cool. Yeah, we had fun.
Open season,
pouring
too.
Out, night, day, pouring down rain, mud. It doesn't matter. Just shoot all you want to.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, we killed some hogs. Hunting season, deer season, duck season comes in this weekend. Going to Hyde County. Stay tuned for some more updates on duck season. Baseball. We talked about baseball last week. The Braves were 1-1, leaving Houston in the World Series.
It's a wild ride.
Since then, we went to Atlanta Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The World Series did. I did not go until Saturday. And so, long story short, they came out of Atlanta with a 3-2 lead, went to Houston on Tuesday night, and the Braves won the World Series.
They did.
And
spoiler
I
alert!
More excited. If you haven't watched ESPN or been on social media, there's a lot. I hate to call. I don't bandwagon fans. Whatever. I followed the Braves for a long. I remember having a '95 World Series, which is the last year they won a '95 World Series team poster on my bedroom wall.
Yeah.
And when I got of age and got means of income personally, I could afford to do stuff. I started going to Atlanta with some buddies to watch baseball and spring training every year, and always been a Braves fan and happy to see those guys win. It was fun.
Yeah. And I feel like right now, like everybody in the Southeast is a Braves fan.
I think everybody in the country outside of Houston.
Houston.
A lot of people don't like the Astros for a lot of reasons.
Yeah.
You know, so I think a lot of people, I had a buddy of mine that's a big Nationals fan, which is kind of like a rival for the Braves.
Yep.
And he said, dude, I was pulling for the Braves.
You got to.
So,
and you know, it's funny because you and I were talking some before the podcast. You know, they were the underdog, man. Like, no one wanted them to win.
July, I guess, at the All-Star break, 0.3% chance to win the World Series. Vegas had them at
0.3%.
Wow. And if you're an avid Braves fan or follow them any at all, they lost their best player, Acuna. Lost Acuna for the year. So, made a lot of big moves, middle of the summer, brought in a lot of new faces to the outfield, kind of rebuilt the team with a lot of young guys, and they were third best record since the All-Star break. Went to the playoffs, clinched a division, beat the Brewers, beat the Dodgers, went to the World Series, and beat the Astros.
It's crazy.
I was at the World Series Saturday and Sunday, and the clubhouse door is like their gift shop.
Yeah.
Well, there's so many people there that are like maybe Braves fans for a long time. I never have been to a game.
Yeah.
Or want something. And I've been to several games and wanted something that said World Series.
Absolutely.
So the line to get in this place was like stupid long. But you walked in and it was just like tables. And it kind of was – it made you feel like I was very – I don't have anxiety, but I got anxiety all of a sudden.
Yeah.
I was like, I gotta, what am I going to buy? And they were like – I ended up with like 7 T-shirts somehow when I left that. I bought 2, but I had 7 in the bag. And so I've got a lot of Braves apparel now.
That's good. Hey, you know what? You can always use it. I think it's super cool. I saw the video. I was so hoping they would pull it out while you were down there. That's the only reason why I wanted to pull it out then.
Trust me, I did too.
Because I was like, man, he's down there. And but still, they came through with the dub there, and that's all that matters.
Yeah. So
I saw the pictures and video of the battery though. That place was lit.
It was insane. So I went every series of Brewers and then the Dodgers and then the World Series, and the crowd and the excitement was growing every game, every series, and the first. When the night they clinched against the Dodgers, I guess, which would have been game 6, we walked out of the stadium into the battery, and it was full of people, and I was like, this is so freaking all the people out there. And then the World Series came to town, and then even more people were out there, and it was just – it was crazy.
I know some people just went down just to be there.
Yeah, well, that was my plan the first night. I was like, I'm just going to get a ticket and sit outside in the battery. And I got there, and I was like, I ain't coming this far just to sit outside. And tickets were not cheap. So we were kind of playing the StubHub game on up and down and buying when they're cheap. And I finally got a ticket and went inside, just stood up the whole game pretty much on Saturday night. But it was cool. They actually won Saturday, so it was fun to be in there. But anyway, Braves World Series champions. We're done with baseball after this week, I promise. If you don't like baseball, we're done until
we had to revel in the win a little bit.
Yeah, there, I think a lot of people were pulling for the Braves.
Yeah, indulge it.
Let's see what else. Website.
We can also talk about if we want to, while we're on the subject of sports.
Let's stay on sports.
I'm a hockey guy. Always have been. Grew up playing Hurricanes. Hockey. Hurricanes 9-0 right now?
9-0, first place, best record, best start in franchise history. I don't know if you're Hurricanes fans out there. You're probably like, this is a freaking hunting store. Why are you talking about sports and Christmas lights?
It's because they got the podcast editor that does.
We are, and if you don't like it.
Keep listening.
Don't turn it off. Just keep listening.
Yeah, we'll get to something else.
The Hurricanes are, they're 9-0, best start in franchise history.
I'm super excited about that.
Fortunate enough to go to some of those games when I can, and I enjoy watching hockey in person. TV is kind of tough to watch it on TV a little bit. I enjoy watching it better in person. I keep up with the puck better. But 9-0, best start in franchise history, first place in all. I think the only undefeated team, Tampa and Florida, was 9-0, I think.
Yeah, and I think they lost. So we're the only one.
9-0.
And if you look at overall, starts off of the beginning of the season, I think we're in 16th place. I mean, there's a lot of ties, but if they keep this up, they could be record breaking in the NHL, which would be awesome. But
they don't have many home games this month. They have, I think, three the whole month, but they're playing a lot of course away. And so follow the Hurricanes, support your local sports teams. They it's a good fun time to go watch a Hurricanes
game.
If you ever need tickets, I may have a couple extra laying around. We can find some for you if you need some. But Hurricanes are 9-0. Wolfpack won.
Yeah.
Against Louisville.
Yeah.
They are number 19.
Big win.
In the playoff rankings now. And
they needed that after that Miami.
At one point, that was tough. So Florida State this weekend. That's all the sports talk we have.
There you go.
We're done with sports.
Hunting.
Website.
Website, yeah.
Brand new SpringHillOutfitters.com, the focus of last week's episode with Miss Ashley Mason. SpringHillOutfitters.com, we are today's Friday, so it's 10 days away.
Yeah. Yep.
November 15th, mark your calendars. I think we're going to do 10 a.m., I think it's the plan. I'm going to be gone that day, which sucks, but anyway, I should be okay. Sorry,
Miss Ashley. It's the World Wide Web.
Yeah,
still works when you're not here.
I don't have to be here.
No, you don't have to be here.
It's still going
to
be there.
Just go to it, and it'll be there.
Yeah, Mark Thomas is going to flip the switch. We're not going to flip the switch.
Yeah, as long as someone flips it,
somebody can flip that breaker, on the Christmas story. We're going to flip that breaker, and we're going to go live with SpringHillOutfitters.com. I'm really excited. She's been doing some awesome work the last 2 months working on the website. I've not spent a whole lot of time until the last couple of days kind of fine-tuning some things, looking through pictures and editing and everything, and it's really cool. It's connects with our point of sale.
People that aren't familiar with websites don't understand the people are just why don't you just put a new website out there? It's not that easy.
Yeah, you can't just do that.
With the point of sale, and plus you guys, with all the inventory, anybody's been to the store knows, and you got to have all that loaded in there.
Yeah.
So I'm super excited about it.
Yeah, it's a big step for us. We've kidded around about being kind of behind the eight ball, and we are behind the eight ball. We went into everybody else to do their website first so we could learn from what they did wrong. So ours is probably going to be the best.
Absolutely.
It's probably going to be the best one out there. Just kidding. No, we're actually doing a soft launch next week. So we can get a few kinks worked out, kind of get some folks on there to buy some stuff. We're working out a few things, but we've got pretty much everything in the store represented. All the products are not on there yet. And she's literally having to put everything, every item, every SKU on there individually, add a picture to it, add a description to it, and the price, and fine tune it. And so it connects with our point of sale. So, we have a retail store here, of course. And then if we sell something in the store, it takes it off the website and it kind of talks to each other. So if you're not from this area, and you want to shop, you've just been dying to shop with Spring Hill Outfitters. November 15th at approximately somewhere close to maybe 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. you can get on there and shop with us. And we're excited. Yeti, a lot of Sitka and Yeti and optics and ammo and All kinds of stuff. And you can, a lot of, we're selling like Kamado Joe grills, Traeger grills, gun safes, things like that on there that we're not going
to
ship.
I was about to say, you're going to ship that
Not. So it's in-store pickup only. Oh, but man, if you're from this area and you want to get on there on Saturday night when we're closed and buy a Traeger grill, you can get on there and do that and do in-store pickup only. And then Monday, come by and pick it up.
Yeah. And plus, you know, now with you know, you've said it for like, you know, weeks now. If you see something, get it then because it may not be around. And so, yeah, perfect time. If you're sitting around on a Sunday night, Saturday night, and you see it, get it.
Yeah.
Just come pick it up later.
We're seeing more and more, and it's November, I don't know, 2nd, 3rd, whatever it is.
5th.
5th? Is it 5th?
It's the 4th, sorry. We're all wrong.
It's November. But we're seeing more and more. I'm getting a lot of phone calls and Facebook messages and emails just the last couple of days. Folks are kind of getting that mentality. Okay, it's time to start looking at some Christmas gifts because people always wait to the last minute. You can't do that this year, and we're seeing more people Christmas shop early. So the website's going to be great. We're going to have some great Black Friday, probably not Black Friday deals, but Cyber Monday.
Yeah.
Black Friday will be here, opening at the midnight, which is going to be crazy. Joel's going to come volunteer his time that night. Thank you for that. Appreciate it. He doesn't know that yet, but he is. Thank you. So Black Friday will be here in a store. We'll be here Saturday. And then the new website, Cyber Monday, lots of fun deals and sales and all kinds of good stuff, specials on the website. We're also going to tie in our podcast.
For those of you who have listened this long,
if you're
you need to keep listening.
If you're here and you're a follower, keep following, because starting as early as probably next week, we're going to be throwing in some codes.
Yeah.
Some podcast codes and different things.
You're like a real influencer now. I mean, it's so cool to see how far you've made it.
I'm pretty much
you can say, you know, use code you know, September in the checkout, smash that subscribe button, whatever the influencers do, man, you can do it now.
Yeah, I've been a lot of people start referring to me as Caitlyn Jenner. If you know Caitlyn Jenner,
I like
it. I'm on the same, pretty much the same level as Caitlyn. Is it Caitlyn? What's her dad? No, never mind. We won't go. Anyway,
I can't keep up with them.
But we're gonna have some cool offers. So if you listen to the podcast, we're gonna have codes. You go to the website that day, that weekend, and take advantage of some sales on stuff. And ship it right to your house. The new Yeti cups, the new Sitka, the new
Yeti cups whatever. Are fire, man.
Freaking
that pink. What is it?
Sandstone pink.
I think it's gonna be a number one gift item for the ladies.
And I'm glad you mentioned that, because we have an opportunity for some custom Yeti stuff. So if your business or Christmas gifts, we actually have our local contact that does all of our engravings coming by tomorrow. I think tomorrow is Saturday. We've got probably 200 cups that we're going to send off to get engraved for local fire departments and businesses, and our local troopers are getting some for an event they have coming up. And
so you can order that through you guys.
So you come here, and I think we have a minimum of like 12.
It's not bad.
But you come here, you want to give all your friends a Yeti cup with your face engraved on it. You can do that.
Bad.
Or your company logo, or your wedding, getting married, and you want to do whatever.
Yeah.
You can come here, buy Yeti stuff. Depending on how many you get, it may even be free. It may not even cost you any extra to engrave the Yeti cups.
And for people who don't know, 12 minimum is nothing.
Yep. So you come by, you buy the low balls, 20-ounce, 30-ounce bottles, whatever you want to buy. If we have it, we'll send it off. We'll get it engraved for you. And you can come by and pick it up.
What's a typical turnaround on an engraving?
Less than a week, usually.
Oh, it's not bad at all.
Christmas is not long off. We're less than 7 weeks, 8 weeks away from Christmas. So, come on by and check out our Yeti selection when you can. We customize whatever you
want. What's the top five Christmas gifts in Spring Hill Outfitters right now? If it was Trent's Christmas list, what would Trent's Christmas list look like right now?
My experience, guns are always great. So let me do a little inside tip here. I know our time's getting a little bit narrow, but we'll talk about it. We don't care. You have all night. All day. Guns are great. And we have a lot of women that come in and want to buy their husband a gun, or kids that want to buy their dad or mom a gun or whatever. But, you know, guns are a little bit different. You know, when you buy a gun, the gun sales are final. So even though your husband or wife may want a gun, you better make dang sure what they want before you come buy a gun. We'd love to sell you a gun. You can legally come buy a gun and give it as a Christmas gift.
When you come home with a .22 and they wanted a .45.
But you want to kind of make sure, especially if you're going to buy a higher-end gun.
Yeah.
So keep that in mind. Guns are nice. We recommend gift cards. if you know you want to buy a nice duck hunting shotgun that averages $1,800,
yeah,
buy a gift card for $1,800, put it in a box and say, look, this will cover any duck hunting shotgun you want. Go to Spring Hill Outfitters, pick up what gun you want. That's always ideal. So shotguns are always nice, but I recommend going the gift card route to cover the cost of that.
Yeah.
Guns are always good. Sitka's real hot right now. I can never use enough Sitka. Yeti is always a go-to, you know, between coolers and cups and new colors. You can't go wrong with
Yeti. I love
it. You know, grills, always can use a new grill if you have a grill. You know, we have a pile of sauces and seasonings and rubs, which are great Christmas gifts.
I think I've given that to my dad like 2 years in a row. He loves it.
My dad's go. My Christmas shopping, literally my family can contest to this, is done at Spring Hill Outfitters, usually around Christmas Eve. We're open on Christmas
Eve.
So
I love it.
Seasoning, sauces, clothing. We have kids' clothing. We have stuff for all the family.
Somebody's calling me.
They don't know what
we're doing. Are they not aware of what's going on right now?
They don't know who you are, I don't think. We don't have time for that. So, yeah, I mean, great Christmas gifts here at Spring Hill Outfitters. Don't wait. Come on by and shop with us.
That was two items.
I said three. Sitka, guns, Yeti, grilled, seasoning, sauces.
Okay, that's five.
Seasoning, sauces, and
rubs. That's five. Okay, that's five. Yeah.
So, yeah, there's all kinds of stuff. I mean, any sportsman in your family or sportswoman,
yeah,
we have what you need.
Exactly.
And the good thing is, here in just a couple of weeks, just in time for Christmas shopping, if you're not from this area, or maybe you work all the time and can't make it by, you can shop with us online.
Yeah, that's the way to do it. I do all my shopping online.
And I will say, from a Christmas shopping standpoint, the fallback plan always is a gift card.
Yeah.
Oh, and we sell a pile of gift cards in November and December.
That's good to know, though, that you can use a gift card for a gun and everything. I mean, yeah, it's just basically same as cash.
Yeah, so I will say, this is one thing we're learning with a new website as I write this second. If you buy a gift card on our brand new website, that is for online sales only.
Okay.
If you buy a gift card in a store, it is for in-store purchases only. We're trying to work to bridge those two together, but we're having a little bit of a hard time right now. So just keep that in mind. If you buy gift cards or online, they're for people to use online.
Still nice because you can buy it online.
Yeah.
Because I don't act like you haven't done that before, too. You're like, I need a gift now.
I got to do something like right now.
We're just going to print it out.
Yeah. So, Christmas shopping, hunting season, baseball's over, college football's still going on. What else is going on?
Not too much, man. I think we covered a lot.
That's everything.
Yeah, Christmas time is here. Get your shopping done now.
Yeah. We've got some fun episodes coming up. We mentioned Q&As, and hopefully we've got a few more sales reps coming in the next few weeks. You know, this time of year, they're kind of busy out and about. So we're working on getting some more sales reps in, manufacturer sales reps, to talk about some product. If you ever have any questions about stuff, feel free to reach out to us and give us a call. But hunt season is in full swing. We're excited. The YouTube channel right now pretty much is videos of this podcast, which the brand new website, when it launches on November 15th, is going to have a Connect with Us tab at the top. And you can see all of our YouTube videos and listen to all of our podcasts and Facebook posts and Instagram posts all on one place.
Spring Hill is literally everywhere.
It's
That's what's cool about it, though. I mean, everywhere. That's how I keep up with that's how I found out about the hogs and stuff like that. I mean, I follow Instagram, Facebook, and you see it all over you.
Yeah.
And it's great.
Set your notifications so you get an alert. You know, that's the best way. We get new product in. I try my best to put it on Facebook, specialty guns and ammo and things we have going on. We try to put them on Facebook and Instagram. So make sure you follow us on social media and turn notifications on and come see us for all of your outdoor needs.
Absolutely. I'm excited.
Yeah.
One day I'm going to learn how to hunt.
We're going to take you to Hyde County this year.
I do. I would like to. I'd love to do it.
Hyde County is great. It's like the guys going, the troopers, in a couple of weeks. You know, Hyde County is great. If you kill a duck, that's just an added bonus. It's just awesome to get down there into Eastern North Carolina. We're in Eastern North Carolina here, but Eastern North. That's high tide. High tiders in Hyde County. But Hyde County is a blast. Eastern North Carolina is great. We have campfires and we cook and we eat oysters and we.
That's what it's about.
Drink cocktails and we fellowship and we have a good time. And that's what hunting is great. If you kill a duck, great. If you kill a deer, great. But it's about getting together with your friends and family. And
that's like, you know, when we're out fly fishing, you know, there's a saying. I mean, it's, you know, a bad day fishing is better than a good day working.
Yeah.
That's all it is, man. When you're out, you know, for fly fishing, when you're out on a river, not having to worry about anything else. Same way, when you're sitting out in the duck blind, not worrying about anything else.
I'm glad it's hunting season. It's always a good time to get down there and get away. So, Anyway, that's all we got. Thank you.
I love it. Thank you.
Appreciate
this has
you.
Been fun.
Thanks for being here. Thanks for when you get done home tonight editing this and
Absolutely.
Thank y'all for tuning in. As always, all major podcast platforms, Spotify, Amazon, Google, all that kind of good stuff. YouTube, Facebook, Instagram. Check us out.
Everywhere.
Spring Hill Outfitters, right on Interstate 95, exit 101, halfway between Smithfield and Wilson.
But then New York.
I used to say Miami
Florida,
and Maine.
Yeah.
New York and Florida.
It's there. You'll find
Miami
it.
Miami and Maine.
Look for the billboards.
It's the Guns, Ammo, and Freedom. If you ever up and down 95, check out our Guns, Ammo, and Freedom.
That's my dad, awesome. Every time he drives by, loves them.
We've got
great.
Some new boards coming up, and we have some new apparel coming out too soon, sweatshirts and T-shirts. Mm-hmm. That'll be on our website with Guns, Ammo, and Freedom. That's what we focus on here at Spring Hill Outfitters.
I love it.
You're a one-stop shop for all your outdoor and hunting needs. Thanks, Joe.
Absolutely. Thank
Appreciate
you.
It. Thank you all for being here. Tune in next Friday, if all goes well, hopefully, next Friday for another episode of Taking It Outside. Check us out, Facebook, Instagram, all that kind of good stuff. And don't forget, as always, to take it outside.